Criminally hard bop, soul jazz organist and organ trio band leader with Hard Times. How apropos. This is from his 2008 album, Feelin' It. He died that very year at the age of 72. This is Lead Stories. I'm Retrice Lead, and I know I'm going to get a couple of people upset today, but let me tell you right up front, I'm not worried about that. Because some things have got to be said. And what needs to be said right at the top of this program is, I don't know what the heck is going on in Washington, D.C. I cannot understand. I just don't understand this new project. It's apparently, when it comes to Black people, wherever we are, things can wait until, you know, we study things and we can figure out a way to solve stuff and we can... I'm talking about this extraction and deportation of an estimated 15,000 Haitians. And there isn't a peep. There isn't a peep about this issue. There isn't a responsible alternative from the Biden administration. They have no idea except load them back on planes and get them out of Mexico where they're living under bridges. They have nowhere to go. They're fleeing a land where even the president was assassinated. That's not serious enough. Not for Biden or his administration. I suppose they're waiting till all Haitians are assassinated to get an idea. And it will be a vague one as to how you solve this problem. People have been leaving Haiti in droves. They're terrified. You and I would be too. If we lived in a country where the president of the country is shot dead in his own home and his wife almost shot dead, the unemployment rate is out of just completely off the charts. The standard of living is beneath what anybody would put up with. And literally, the imperative, this is what it has come down to for many Haitians. The imperative is just to live from day to day. That is a victory. So by their own means, they've come up with different ways. How do we get out of here? The country has just been ravaged by an earthquake on top of that. And before that was a hurricane. There are no jobs as such to be had. People live by subsistence. To come back in. Biden's solution is to put them on planes and bring them back to Haiti and leave them there. What happens after that, he's not concerned. That's this administration's response. This administration elected on the strength of the black vote. You see, this is where people would say, my gosh, getting a little bit, tit for tat. Yes, I am, because this is how it works. Their vote was important on both sides of the ocean, in Haiti and outside of Haiti. There is no way that Joe Biden would be president of the United States today without the black vote. And he chooses symbolically to respond this way, contemptuously. So I say, as of today, the program should begin to get him out. Get him out of office. And let him know it won't be an accident. This would be a planned plan. You can't do that and get away. And people, where's the black leadership? Where are the black leaders? Who have nothing to say. Thousands and thousands of people living under a bridge in a land where they were not born, where they were not raised, but where they believed they could at least subsist until real help comes. But the help does not come and won't be coming for quite a while. The only help that they will find is the help to board a plane that will take them back to Haiti. And it's multiple sorrows. I blame Biden. I blame Biden. I blame the Democrats. I blame the blacks in office for doing nothing so far. And I will blame us if we don't put the Democrats out. I don't care who comes in. This is how serious I am about this issue. I don't care who comes in. Conservatives, Republicans, I couldn't care less. As long as the Democrats are put out. As long as Biden goes. He's got to go. And his vice president, too. You're seeing humanity being piled, driven into the ground. My God! And there's no response. This does not cause a series of urgent meetings. This does not cause a response right away. The only response is, okay, get on the plane and we take you back to Haiti. That's not a response. You can do that with black people who you believe are not worth very much anyway. And no one would object. They have no friends. and still call yourself President of the United States, Vice President of the United States, and you're doing nothing. You're watching to see what the rate of death will be. How disgusting. And so now we have to put it on the line. We don't need to be diplomatic. And we need immediately to develop, if we don't already have one, develop something akin to a political consciousness immediately. And stand up and stand in for the thousands of people who don't even know whether they'll see tomorrow. And for the President of the United States, elected on the strength of the black vote, the only solution is to get you on a plane and bring you back to the misery that you put your life on the line to leave. They have people thinking, these people are, they're not living like the regular Haitian people. They have it much better. Oh yeah, why don't you go? Why don't you go and live there and live like that? What happened to the Black Caucus? What happened to all these black elected officials who like to talk about their pride in Haiti and in the African diaspora? You can't see tragedy when you look at it, when it's staring you in the eyes. You can't see that. You have nothing to contribute in the way of a workable idea. And that's why I say today, who needs you? We don't need you. If it is to be that with you and your power, people are dying by the thousands and living under a bridge, women having their babies in the bushes under the bridge. If that is a measure of your importance and your influence, we don't need it. We can live without that. You make no difference at all. And we should be very clear about that. And after we get really clear about it, we should move on it. We should move on it. Dump this Democratic Party that can't solve a problem, even when it is so urgent. You can't solve a problem like this. The President of the United States has no better suggestion than we'll send some planes, you get on the planes, and the planes will bring you to Haiti. And what exactly does that solve? These are the very people who fled Haiti. You always talk about human rights and this and that. Here it is, right in front of your face. But you can't figure out what to do. We should now begin the process of articulating a broad response. These are our people. men, women, children. These are our people. And we should never tolerate them being treated this way. Biden wants to learn a lesson. Let's teach him a lesson. Get him out. All these people who have all this credentials and this and that, and they're in Congress and they have jobs and they have status, and you have not yet involved yourself in this urgent matter. You need to go. You need to go. And don't feel bad about it. We should not feel bad about it at all. You're always willing to show your compassion for people all over the world, similarly situated. Your own people are dying, and you can't mobilize. You can't respond. They've got to go. They're of no use to us. I had a slightly different topic today. A very different topic, as a matter of fact, but it also coincides with the essence of this discussion, which has to do with, is our leadership accountable to us? Is our leadership, in fact, leadership? We could live without it if it isn't. I'd be damned if Black people do so much for their leadership and their leadership does this in return. Let's break that cycle. Once and for all, break the cycle and let it be known. You're doing what you're doing because they're doing what they're doing. They cannot be trusted with the responsibility of leadership, with fidelity to their community. They can't be entrusted with that. They don't qualify. And we should mount the most aggressive campaign ever politically to make that point. Think of it. Do you want your child to live under a bridge? Catch as catch can. You may or may not have food to eat every day. Is this what they think Black people deserve? Other Black people deserve? Really? That campaign should have started yesterday. Get them out. The Democrats are of no use. If all they could do is watch Joe Biden issue a weak-hearted kind of order, but he's clear. All these people who have nowhere to go, just put them on a plane and, you know, just bring them somewhere and dump them. And that would be at least a step in the right direction of solving a monumental problem. But he could do that with Black people. And he can do that with black people because he knows they have no protection. You could play with their lives. You could gamble with their children's lives. There's no penalty. The vice president, when she started out her term, what was the issue? Have you been to the border? They asked her. Well, I haven't been to the border, but I intend to go. And people were pressing her. Have you been to the border? Well, has anybody been to the 15,000 Haitians living under a bridge? Well, they're accustomed to living, you know, through hard times. Things will get better, but this is where they are right now. All kinds of stupid explanations. I just wanted to make a statement today about this. And it should not be misinterpreted. A major offense has already been committed against these thousands of people who we must see. These are our people. It doesn't matter whether you're Haitian or not. It doesn't matter whether you're black or not. You're a human being. And you profess to have those kinds of standards. Put them in practice right now. We have to speak for those who can't speak for themselves. We have to act for those who can't act for themselves. These are our brothers and sisters, and we are not supposed to be quiet about the way they have been treated by this administration, especially this administration that came into power on the strength of the black vote. Joe Biden was dead in the water in South Carolina. And that's where black people infused life into his campaign. And he had a chance. It turned out to be victory. And you think you're going to get away with this? Are we going to let the Democratic Party and Joe Biden get away with this? Oh, no. Then you don't deserve to be part of what we call community. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm done with Joe Biden. Until there is a radical turnaround here, and some kind of logical answers produced that reaches the point of humanitarianism, I don't want to hear from Biden. I don't want to hear from the Democratic Party. I have no use for them until they produce results commensurate with the investment that has been made in them. Until then, they can all go to Hades. We'll take this break and come back to your thoughts right after this. You're listening to Lead Stories on PRN.FM. I am in a combative mood today because of the abysmal response that we see being accorded people, Haitian people, specifically Haitian people in Texas, who have no idea what tomorrow will bring. They know that what they have been through so far, it's only by the grace of God that they continue to exist. But we're not seeing accountability. We're not seeing the level of involvement by those who we elect year after year, including President Biden, especially President Biden. And therefore, we must act ourselves. We must act to defend them and to agitate for the help that they desperately need. 888-874-4888 is the number to call. Marie from Baltimore, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Latrice. I am so happy that you put this on the table like nobody else in this country has done. And I was fed up with Biden when he bombed that building over in Israel. And now this takes the cake, and I'm not going to show up for Biden when it's time for renewal. And I'm so happy that you brought this up because I think I forgot. Thank you and have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you for contributing and calling in. Thanks so much, Marie. Rose from Queens, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, you trees. Well, I agree with you 100%. When I first heard this, at first I thought, oh, they're putting them on planes in the interior of the country. No, it's back to Haiti. I could not believe it. You know, it's like when there are caravans from Central America, and Trump said, no, they can't all come in here. He was another Hitler. Oh, they're poor in Central America. They have drug problems in Central America. Oh, there's domestic violence in Central America. You have to let them in. Now, these Haitians, they're poor. They had natural disasters, real natural disasters, one after another, and he's sending them back. I cannot believe that this is happening in America in the 21st century. You had demonstrations for the George Floyd day after day, racism, and he's putting people escaping real natural disasters that's been going on, and he's sending them back, and it's unbelievable. And some of them Portuguese, and they were living in
Brazil. You're fading in and out, Rose. You're fading in and out.
They're racially profiling people. Hello?
Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Thanks. Positive, you're on the air from Brooklyn.
Hello. I hate to say it, but history renewing itself, as Malcolm said, it's a case of the chickens coming home to roost. For all those who had their hopes and prayers for the Democratic Party to be the savior for black people here in the diaspora. Biden always was and always will be a racist. He's always been thinking about the hardline, what you want to call leftist or redneck racist constituency. And those are the ones that he are looking to freeze right now and not doing anything for the Haitians.
But neither is the black leadership. The black leadership isn't doing anything. Are they
I'm
racist?
Glad you pointed that out. I agree with you 100%. That's why they are there. They never did. They never did. And it's about time. This is like the year or the time of the revealing. We are all starting to see, even those with the dirty glasses are starting to see things for what they really are. So I'm glad and I appreciate you bringing this to the forefront, because a lot of media are pushing this up. You don't hear anything about it, really. And when you hear about it, it's not really to the degree it should be. Even so-called Caribbean constituents are not really speaking about this. So I'm glad you bring it to the forefront. I will continue to listen to other people's point of view, and I guarantee you nothing will be done, and it's going to get worse. We haven't seen nothing yet.
Well, thank you. My point is we have to make it happen that we see something, because this is going to be the point of departure for, if we work it right, a point of departure that we're not docile and we're not easily fooled. This is a major, major injury that has been done, and we have to all treat it as such. Thank you so much for your call today. Brother David from Brooklyn.
This underscores to me, Utrice, the nature of the system that we live in, and all of us must realize that the people, the masses of people here, have no party that represents their interests and no party that represents the human rights of people all over the world. The people that run the country run it in the interests of the oligarchy that runs the world and polices the world, and they care nothing about those people at the border. They are extremely cruel at the Mexican-American border and all over the world. So this is a society run by the oligarchs, and we have to underscore that and realize that they're only interested in the people at the top, even though we go through the process of pretending, letting people pretend that they have elections and representatives that represents their interests. Now, in the black community, we have those people who I call those Negroes of the the ruling class has, who get a part of the action, and conditions do not change for the people who live here. So the sadness and the cruelty of those people down in Texas, coming from Haiti, that has been devastated by the elites of the world as a colony that has been extracted for wealth. We have nothing different here. So people who think the Democrat Party or division of the ruling one ruling class party is going to do what is right and what is just and what is humane and what is good and what is good for the world and its people, have got another guest coming because it's not coming. They don't care anything about those people and the devastation in the place they're sending them. They do not care. So we have to do something other than reflexively going to vote for one of the divisions of the one party until we do something that is represents something in our own interests. So that may be a start with this particular situation.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope it is a start, because they've suffered too much already. And it is now a universal practice and universal attitude toward people, African people, and we have to put an end to it. We have to put a stop to it. Henry,
amen,
from Chicago, you're on the air.
Hi, Utrice. Hope everything is going well with you. It's interesting you say that people were going to get upset with you. I was going to be upset if you didn't mention it. So that was my whole thing. But, you know, we have an affinity for the Haitians. You know, they suffer just like we do, and sometimes even in a worse way. And this should be a point of declaration of war against not just the Democratic Party, but against the duopoly and anybody who represents the duopoly. So when you're talking about, you know, what they have not done, this is something that we have to take notice. And we have to do something, just like you said. And for me, and this is probably going to be an unpopular opinion amongst, not with you, but amongst your viewership, we withhold our vote against anybody, any politician who has a D or an R next to their name or takes one dime from either of these parties. I say that it is more viable for us to withhold our votes, and it's more viable for us to withhold our votes outside of the alternative of just voting for a Democrat or a Republican. And I'm even including this on a local level. Anybody who has a Democrat or a Republican associated with them or takes one dime with them, you do not vote.
Well, that sounds serious. Let's see how people react to that suggestion. Thanks for calling in. G7 from New York, you're on the air.
Goddess, I feel your pain, but I also feel hope in your voice and in your spirit. I know it's so disheartening to see reality slap us straight in the face, but I am a little surprised at you. I really am, because you know the history of Haiti, and you know that yes. A black nation so close to America can never be allowed to be free, especially after conquering a white imperialist nation. So if Haiti is allowed to be free and prosperous, then the nation would say, wow, we can do this too. So every resource on earth has to be against Haiti to destroy the nation. And the black officials in Washington will have to admit the racist policy and the racist policy towards all blacks in America and in the world. I called in a couple of months ago, right? Even I called in probably 2 weeks ago too, but a couple of months ago, and I had told you about, Henry Kissinger's policy when Jimmy Carter was president, and it's called Global 2000. And Global 2000, so Dr. Henry Kissinger wrote this for Jimmy Carter when he wanted a report, and it's called Global 2000. And it says, depopulation should be the highest priority, and I'm quoting, of the United States policy towards the third world. They have depopulation control eugenics that they want to, they are killing people and robbing the resources all over the world. So they don't give a damn about Haiti. They don't give a damn about us, and no, especially any black nation. So they want to make an example. So Carter, right, in 2000, what's the difference between Democrat and Republican? It doesn't make a difference. The policy is hatred towards people of color worldwide.
I am calling instead for, because these things, to me, have been self-evident. I'm calling instead for an affirmation of unity. And in affirming unity with people all over the world who are us, that we achieve some degree of working together and affirming each other. This is what want to see us begin to do very consciously, so that when somebody in Haiti is affronted, we all respond. This is a perfect example. More than 10,000 people living under a bridge, and nobody could see that? That is unacceptable? That is just truly unacceptable. Because so we have to affirm them and affirm ourselves, but we have to do it quickly and forcefully and tenaciously. We're not playing anymore. We're not playing games with Biden. We're not playing games with Kamala Harris. We're not playing games with these people who, you know, can stand in front of a microphone and say whatever it is they want to say, and then they go to their very lovely homes. And the last thing on their mind would be the suffering of people under a bridge. We have to let them understand that that's on our minds, and there's a price to pay for ignoring our people.
That's well said, and I agree. And what the Haitians did was they used the vibrational frequencies and connect with God. But that's a different story. But the main thing is that we have hope, and we can do this, and we have power, and we can call upon our ancestors and the spirit and the power all around us. But Teresa, what I'm gonna do too? Also, I'm gonna email you. Okay, so when you see a email with G7, then you know it's me. Okay, it actually is my Gmail. It'll be G7 blank blank. But I'm gonna Gmail you, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk. But I love, but there is hope. But the main thing is that they don't. We can't look for these politicians because they're all paid for. You know, they bought off.
But we said that. So, in other words, we should start someplace else. That is already said. That is already recognized. Let's move.
I agree.
Okay.
I'll move on. I'll move on to the next caller. Thank you.
Thank you. Steve from Pauling, you're on the air.
Yeah, everybody's going over how bad this is. You're talking about doing something now. Well, the UN is meeting in New York. I'm going into New York. I live upstate tonight. Why don't we call for, or somebody calls that has some kind of leverage, which I don't. Let's have a big demonstration tomorrow, when all the delegates from all over the world are going to be there to call attention to this thing. And not have it for one day or 2 days, but have people there every day until something changes. Something like when years ago, I remember, because I used to live by the UN, when Aristide was thrown out of power. The people from Haitian, you know, the refugees, were demonstrating for weeks, months. If that was, you know, thousands of people there every day, maybe we could do something. Well, just talking about that, the Democrats, I know. I stopped voting for Democrats years and years ago. You know, I voted only third party, and maybe we should think about running third party now. But let's get into the streets, okay? I feel that Haiti has, been suffering so long, and I would like to do something about it. You know, it makes me sick, okay?
Well, one thing is, whatever anybody could do, do it. To bring the point home and to bring it public that Haiti has friends. Haiti has supporters. Haiti has people who are concerned. And
well, what better way is to do that with the demonstration?
Well, the thing is, I don't want to put it out there that we should hold demonstrations and whatnot. If it is to happen, it will happen. I would be very much in favor of that. But we get also tied down when we start talking about demonstrations and whatnot that involve planning, and we find that our time is going into planning something just so we can demonstrate our feelings. What we need is
action.
Well,
how about just showing up? I'm going into the city tonight from upstate New York. I'm going to go around in the park on 47th Street and hope that other people will be there, okay? Anybody that wants to join me can, you know. But I'm only one person, you know. I can't get too many people.
Of course, you're one person.
You know.
But, you know, you may not be one person for a long time, for a while. Other people might join you.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm saying. I hope you have a big listenership, and I hope people will join me. I will be out there. This whole thing makes me sick. I can't stand Biden. Never could. Would never vote for him. Would never. Please. You know, the Democrats, they were spitting on you a long time ago. So I will be there tomorrow. If people want to start to demonstrate just for their anger, maybe something will grow, like Occupy Wall Street did for a while, until the cops took care of that. Okay? Thanks very much for taking
all right.
my call.
Thank you very much for your call. Ed from Queens, you're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, you Chief. How you doing?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah. I'm well. I mean, I share your outrage. I've been involved with the Haitian people plight in America from the days of Miami when they were forced into camps. So this is nothing new. And there are institutions, there are people that are out there that have been protesting the treatment of the Haitian people, the treatment of the Haitians and Haitians in the diaspora. IBW 21, Institute for the Black World, 21st Century, Professor Ron Daniels is one organization that I'm involved with. And he, you know, there are mechanisms out there. Like I said, like I always say, national politics is a waste of time. These people are controlled by the purse strings of the oligarchs. And the only way we're going to get any satisfaction is if we rise up from the streets. Just like with the Cubans, just like with the Hasidics, just like with the Chinese. We have to take care of our own. We have to take care of our own. And if we don't start taking care of our own, there ain't going to be any of our own left.
Wow. That is a kind of a very serious warning, but it sounded very simple. But it needed to be said and heard.
Take care of our
Thanks
own.
So much, Ed.
Take care of our own.
Go ahead. Finish.
We have to take care of our own. We have to organize for ourselves. We have to take care of our own. I'm not, if people call it racist or nationalist, I don't care what it is. Everybody, every other group can take care of themselves. They can be outraged when things go on. They can rally amongst themselves. We always look to the other, look for the hero. There ain't no heroes. There ain't nothing but a sandwich. You got to take care of your own. You got to take care of your own. Look into it. Get involved with organizations that already exist. They're out there, and they're easy to find, especially with the internet, with these computers, with these cell phones. You can mobilize for other garbage. Mobilize for your own people. Because you got to take care of your own.
Thank you. Very well put. Thank you very much. Look, folks, this calls upon us to step out a little bit from ourselves, our normal selves, and put theory into practice. We need to make points here, because this is going to have a ripple effect. Whatever it is we do. So we might as well think big and to make it as dramatic as we can, that this is unacceptable from a government that we allegedly support. We don't approve, and we don't approve loudly. That's very important. This is not about whether you like Joe Biden, whether you like the Democrats. Don't think of it in this way. Biden is wrong. That's the way you have to see it. In dealing with this situation the way he has begun to deal with it, he's already wrong. The leadership that we point to all the time is not there. Let me try and take this last call before I blow the time. Patricia of New York, you're on the air.
Oh, good afternoon, Utrice, and good afternoon to the PRN family. I am so happy you raised this issue today, because yesterday, as you know, every once in a while I have the opportunity to call into Reverend Sharpton on Sunday. And I called in and spoke to him about this very issue yesterday. And I was enraged. I was outraged. And it appears that while I was on the show talking to him and him telling me that he was going to raise the issue, the planes were already in the air. So, you know, I don't know what else Black people need to see or feel to understand that nobody cares about Black people but Black people. And I'm not even quite sure that even Black people care about themselves now, because we seem to absorb more trauma, more rudeness, more disrespect than anybody has a right to absorb.
What is your attitude now?
at this particular point, Utrice, when I get off the phone with you, I'm going to continue to make more phone calls, specifically to the Haitian leadership in Brooklyn, because I am outraged that they have yet, I have yet to hear anything come out of Brooklyn and the Haitian leadership in Brooklyn, of which there is a lot. And ask them just what do they plan to do, especially Rodney's Bichat, who, for people who don't live in New York, she was under consideration to be the lieutenant governor when the current governor ascended to her role. And Rodney's Bichat, one of the reasons she was being considered was because, in fact, she is of Haitian ancestry and is considered a leader in Brooklyn. So I want to know what she's going to do. I didn't hear anything from her after this last earthquake. I didn't hear anything from her after Jovenel, I'm sorry, Moïse was killed. I didn't hear anything from her. So I'm going to reach out to her office to find out from her just what is her position now. Is there anything that she will address or respond to?
Do you think, with people raising their voices like you will, that it would make a difference?
You know something? If enough people call their respective delegation, because I'm calling everybody. I want people to hear that there are people who, number one, pay attention, number two, are outraged with this. You know, we took in how many thousands of Afghanistans did we take in when they just left Afghanistan? People opened up their homes in the Midwest. Thousands of people to be relocated, and we send back 15,000 people who were living under a bridge? I mean, who are we? We have to begin to look into ourselves now. This is about who we are. And like Ed says, everybody takes care of themselves, of their community. This is internal introspection of us. This is on us.
Thank you, Patricia. I'm glad that we were able to get you in, because this is one of the best final words we've had in for a program for a long time. Thank you so much. That brings us to the end of our program today. Let's join again tomorrow and do some more talking. Bye-bye.